message from Jamie Kelsey, sent an email. I see you're talking about Sheffield Occupy and the Citadel of Hope today. I visited the camp at Christmas and was deeply moved by the dedication and determination of the people there. Have this country worked out yet that our government doesn't represent the people of this country, but instead represents the wishes of the 1%, the banks and the corporations who seem to me to be fiddling while all else burns? I feel that Occupy represents the concern of the masses far more than our government do, and I wish all power to those at the Sheffield camp and the National Occupy movement. It's about time we started thanking and supporting them instead of criticising them from our armchairs. The Dean of Sheffield Cathedral is a disgrace and should learn from Giles Fraser, or at least read the New Testament a little more closely. Kind regards, Jamie Kelsey. There's been another development today in the Occupy Sheffield story. The group that took over the former Salvation Army building in Sheffield at the end of last year, they've now come to an agreement with the owners of the Citadel of Hope building to end the occupation in a month's time. Get the latest on that one now from David Kirkham, who's part of the Occupy Sheffield group. What's been agreed, David?
Well, we've agreed a possession order which will take effect in 1 month's time.
And what does that mean?
It means that in that time we'll be able to negotiate between ourselves and the proprietor to determine if there is any, what the proper legal basis is for the use of the building.
Does that mean you might stay with their agreement in due course?
Hopefully, yes. Yeah.
What's it like inside that old Sally Army place in the middle of Sheffield?
Well, the pigeons have been decorating in their own distinctive style, and the roof was doing a good impression of Niagara Falls when we first came in. It had been very badly neglected over the 12 years since it had been emptied by the Salvation Army.
And now?
And now it's looking a lot better. Yeah, it's scrubbed up. We've got rid of all the pigeon droppings. The pigeons themselves have mostly gone. And the stage at the back of the main auditorium, that's starting to gleam now.
Have you got heat and light?
Sorry,
have you got heat and light in there?
We have heat and we do have light, yes, and it's all legally paid for as well.
What's the... You've got a big conference coming up this weekend.
Yes, we do. It's the National Occupy event, and that's on the 21st and 22nd of this month, this weekend, and that will involve people from all over the UK coming to Sheffield to talk about the Occupy movement.
What's the significance of it in terms of the occupation outside Sheffield Cathedral?
Well, obviously it means that we can now go ahead with the national event at the Citadel. In terms of the actual camp, we're disappointed that the cathedral haven't talked to us face-to-face in the same way that the proprietor of the Citadel has. The Citadel proprietor has been very willing to talk to us constructively rather than purely via the media. And, you know, we're disappointed that that Peter Bradley hasn't taken the same attitude.
And you've still not met Peter Bradley, the Dean, the very Reverend Peter Bradley, face-to-face then?
No, no one's met Peter Bradley face-to-face. There was one ecumenical meeting at the beginning of our occupation there, which involved other faith leaders from the city. He's never been into the camp. And
I noticed that your press release refers to an interview Peter Bradley did with me where he said he was perhaps a little scared of meeting people. You want to reassure him about that?
Yes. I mean, we're not wanting him to be a Daniel or anything like that. We just want him to come to us and talk in a civilised and constructive way about our reasons for the camp being there.
Thank you. I'm joined by the Dean of Sheffield, the very Reverend Peter Bradley, on BBC Radio Sheffield. Dean, what do you make of this agreement, first of all, that they've successfully negotiated with the Citadel of Hope?
As I understand, I mean, it's not really my concern, but I'm pleased that the camp's been able to negotiate something that sounds constructive.
I suppose the question it asks is why nothing constructive is being able to be done with the cathedral in Sheffield.
Yeah, I'm very surprised by what David has said, as we have a series of dates in the diary for meetings, and indeed we have been meeting. I'm at a complete loss.
There are meetings there are regular meetings that take place, aren't there, about health and safety with the managers.
And various other issues at those meetings. And so it's, you know, I think we've met, I don't know, is it 13, 14, 15 times, and we have dates in the diary for this week and for next week, and David knows that.
Is the point that they haven't had meetings with you? Dean.
That's not quite what he said.
No, but is it true that you yourself...
Yes, well, I'm afraid in the cathedral we're a team, and the general manager of the cathedral, who's been meeting, is the key person who leads on these matters. It's not really for Occupy to say who they'll meet, and there's nothing I could say that our general manager hasn't been able to say. And another thing, I actually have met the occupiers on quite a number of occasions. What there has not been has been a big public meeting with me standing in the camp. I have been in the camp. He's quite wrong.
I suppose the question I ask is, why don't you go in and have that meeting in the camp?
It's very hard to have a useful discussion now, when we've started legal proceedings and when, you know, we have to allow the process that we've set up offering meetings to work. Occupy know very well that they're invited to meetings twice a week. The dates are all in the diary. We're very open to have discussion there to plan for the future. The offer is there.
It's difficult to get my head around this. There are obviously different kinds of meeting that are being talked about here, aren't there? Some of them sound as if they're rather practical, with the managers about health and safety making it safe. Some are about the principles.
There are other opportunities at those meetings to negotiate just these sorts of things. It's quite difficult, actually, because usually Occupy send different people to the meetings each time. Sometimes these people aren't properly briefed, they don't know the story, and we have to tell them, what we've been doing. And sometimes Occupy are quite surprised the people who attend are quite surprised to discover all that we've been trying to do.
The legal action's due in court at the end of January. That will go ahead?
We're open to discussions with Occupy, but it is very likely to go ahead, yes.
And do you... Peter, every time we speak about these things, I go away thinking, I wonder if he really dislikes these people or whether he secretly respects them for...
I don't dislike them at all, actually.
Do you respect their attempt at a kind of different morality in society, and do you think that they are worth listening to?
I said from the very first day that some of the issues that Occupy is raising are very important, and indeed they're issues that we've tried to get properly discussed in by the whole public in the cathedral for many years. For many years, we've argued that the bottom 1% don't get a fair enough share in our society, and we've done all that we can to lobby our politicians, to raise the issue, to ensure that it's properly debated and discussed for many years. And I welcome anyone who's going to join in engaging those key issues about justice and fairness.
And the very Reverend Peter Bradley there. And a final word to David Kirkham.
Yes, I mean, Peter's saying that he's been into camp. No one I know has actually seen him in camp. And he admitted himself on your show late last year that he hadn't actually been into camp himself, and that's down as a matter of record. So I'd be interested for him to tell me when he has actually been into camp, when there have been people around, for him to talk in a constructive dialogue. I mean, there's so many things I could say to Peter. I don't know if we've got time.
I don't think we have, but if you two were to meet, you certainly could. Peter Bradley, do you want to come back on that one?
I'm sorry, it's very hard to discuss these things on air when Occupy... when we're trying to have...
For legal reasons.
...thoughtful discussions. Not for legal reasons.
Then when we're can you answer,
have,
David?
When we're trying to have constructive meetings. I'd encourage David to come to the meeting that we have set up for Friday and discuss these points there.
Thank you. The Dean of Sheffield Cathedral, the very Reverend Peter Bradley, and David Kirkham, one of the Occupy Sheffield people. Your thoughts on that and all the other things you know, the usuals, 011 4279 6699.